7702.
7702, how can I help you?
I just had to help a homeless lady in a wheelchair off the bus because she couldn't get off the bus. I strapped her in completely the whole first time. When I went to push her off, she hit her foot on the door and she screamed.
Okay.
When she was done, she was okay. I helped her the rest of the way off. But I want this recorded and I will fill out an company form when I get back to the garage.
Okay, so did she ask for your help to push her out of the door?
She couldn't get off the bus. She said, well, you're not going to come back and help me? I said, it's not really my job, but I went back and helped her do it. She's yelled the whole trip and stuff like that. So I helped her off the bus as much as I could. She hit her foot on the door. I asked her if she was okay. She said she was fine. Just sit there and wait for a minute. As it is, I'm 10 down. I guess it doesn't matter.
All right, copy. Yeah, in the future, I would really caution you against helping people with their wheelchairs. They need to know that if they can't get on and off the bus on their own, that they should not be riding. They may want to go through the assessment with a TriMet lift. Because if they do hurt themselves, they can, you know, it can come back on you. And if you're not, you know, if you keep yourself out of that equation, you don't have to worry about it.
So next time as a lady chilling on my bus, I should just sit back and wait? I'm not understanding what you're saying, because that's what she was doing, and the best thing for the rest of the passengers, I thought, was to push her off the bus.
It is at your discretion, but we err on the side of no. You don't want to touch their wheelchairs. You don't want to push them. You don't want to push them on the bus. If they cannot get on and off the bus on their own, they need to find different transportation. Because the liability, if something happens to them from you pushing them and they file a claim, that goes against you. Because you were actually pushing them or pulling them or doing whatever you were doing. So I can tell you just from experience and from most operators will not touch anybody's mobility devices unless they're asking to be secured.
This is the first time I've done it in 8 years, and this is the time that something happens like this. And just as my frustration, I'm sitting here listening to somebody yell, and I should be just called dispatch at that point, is what you're saying.
Exactly. You should call us. We'll get a supervisor to you. If the supervisor feels like they want to help her off the bus, that's totally up to the supervisor. Although from experience, most supervisors will tell them, look, it's not our responsibility to get you on and off the bus. They may help them get off the bus that time, but they will definitely let them know it will not ever happen again.
All right. No problem. Like I said, this is the first time in 8 years I've done it, and the one time I do it, I get this. So I just wanted to make sure it's on the line, my whole thing, and I'll talk to my manager about it, and I'll call you guys back later for an asset number.
Copy that. Thank you. 904.